Welcome home to 5928 Oak Crescent Northwest in beautiful and sunny Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Let's take a look. This home has a classic front porch. Don't find that every day. Upon entering, there's an abundance of space for your clothing, your coats, etc. Nice foyer, park bench room for it, and immediate to the left, an absolutely divine private office with crown molding and wooden floors. So if you work from home, this is something that would really work well. Going back into the foyer, we go to the right, and this is the living room. Nice vaulted ceilings, bright, beautiful, natural light. Look at those windows, and look at this space. I mean, you could entertain here, you could have a huge Christmas tree, you could have a gathering, you could have a wedding. Look at this. Beautiful, beautiful space. And it exits to a covered veranda. Very convenient. Adjacent is the kitchen. This is an eat-in kitchen that has a barbecue outside and more veranda. And look at this kitchen, guys. Wow. Have you ever seen so much counter space, cupboard space, crown molding? Fantastic storage here and fantastic workspace. You have so much opportunity to create and be a chef of your dreams. The piece de resistance is the Algo stove. Absolutely wonderful. You can cook one meal in that. Walk-in pantry and some really nice built-in features and pullouts here for your spices, etc. There's a prep sink, carburetor, garbage compactor, dishwasher, water filtration system, and you look out into the backyard. So you can see the kiddos playing in their cute playhouse, or when they're in the hot tub, or camping out in the backyard. Everything. This house has everything you could ever want. Look at these floors. They're absolutely divine. That's a terracotta tile that is indestructible. Nice powder room off the main. And seriously, we're flowing to the dining room. Huge, formal dining room. Nice open, natural light, abundant space for a table. This one currently sits 8. I'd say you could go 10 to 12 here. And of course, your treasure chest over there. Do you see the flow of this place? And more crown molding. That's, you don't see that anymore. It's really nice feature to have. So that's where we walked in. We went into the office and then the living room. And it just wraps around and flows. There's the kitchen, and then the dining. Really well laid out. Tiny little step up, not much, but this is the magical part. Now we're gonna do a tiny little step up. 1, 2, 3. This is where the spare bedrooms are. Nice little seating area, skylight. But the bedrooms, you guys, are huge, beautiful, real hardwood flooring. Nice lighting in here. Walk-in closet. And then it's a walkthrough for Jack and Jill. It has its own shower and private room for your business. And then along with the full double sinks. And look at, behold, another walk-in closet. Nice ceilings. Nicely appointed. Also hardwood flooring. Hardwood flooring in the bedrooms upstairs. And then this practically could be an office. It's another bedroom with a skylight. But built-in desks. If you have teenagers, that'd be fantastic as well for them. And really big space. This particular one has its own private ensuite and an even larger walk-in closet. So isn't that nice? Yeah. Teenagers live here, so Be patient. Formal living. That's a linen closet to my right. Walking down the hallway again. This is where we came in. So a couple of steps up, a few more steps up. And this is the laundry chute. Yes, it works. But this here is something I have never seen in 18 years of real estate. A private set of accommodation for the primary suite. Huge bedroom, huge. I think overall square footage between the bedroom and the closets and the bathroom and the den is about 800 square feet. That is wonderful retreat. There's your facilities with another laundry chute. This is a spa-like ensuite, absolutely gorgeous. Nice, bright, natural light, and also has double sinks. This space is my favorite though. Like, look at this. Could be your reading room, could be your dressing room, crown molding here as well. A lot of details in this house that add up, and these closets are fantastic. But those are the things you need to pay attention to with the finishes when you're looking at a property, because it really makes a difference. Ceiling fan here. We're gonna go down again. This is where the spare bedrooms were on this level. That's where we just came from. A couple steps down, and we're back onto the main level. So it almost feels like a bungalow, but it's not. But it's that expansive and comfortable, and the flow is amazing. Now get ready for this. We're going down, and this lower level has in-floor heating. It's a boiler system on the concrete. It has a separate entrance down the hallway there with storage, a mudroom here, and there's another mudroom at the end of the hall. And this is a powder room, but it does have room for a shower if you want to add one in. And then this is my favorite room in the whole house. The art room. The art room could be your office, could be your vertical greenhouse. You could put a hot tub in here. That's what it was originally. Has plumbing in here. And it opens right up to the side yard, which I showed you from the kitchen, which was where the hot tub is. And it's like you're living in a resort here. It's absolutely fantastic. We're going through a little snow melt right now, so I'll probably update this video along the way as well. But really high ceilings, heated floors, and nice barn wood. Newer finishes down here. This is the only area that has the luxury vinyl plank. When you come down here and go to the right, behold, another bedroom. Yes, high ceilings. And here we have an ensuite, but there's also room to add another shower, should you desire. All the plumbing's there. That's the laundry room over there, wherever the chutes come in. That's the garage door right there. So you have a two-car garage door. It's actually oversized and it's heated. Look at this family room. Look at this family room. Now, originally there was a fireplace here and the venting is still there. So if you wanted to go back to adding a fireplace, you could do that. This is the exercise room and it was originally designed to be a kitchenette. There's plumbing and electrical already in place, but beautiful setup. This could be a separate suite, maybe if you have for your guests, or maybe as an income helper, depending on your situation. I would suggest you could look into that with the City of Calgary. But this is a huge laundry room. I mean, it's not, it's, you know, the ceiling's not finished and things like that, but that's okay. That's where the laundry chute is. And nice washer and dryer and roughed in for a sink down here. Beautiful electrical panel. Oh, that's one thing I haven't shown you though. Mm-hmm. This is the utility room. Now, for anybody who can appreciate a good plumbing, this is amazing. Look at that copper piping. Beautifully done. Boiler system. It's the Navien system. Instant hot water. And then the life breath system, along with forced air that goes way upstairs. And it says it's roofed in for AC on there. So that's a sweet idea. And that's all the intricacies is quite amazing. But it's not a difficult system to operate. So that's nice. There is a built-in vacuum system as well on all floors. And that makes your life a little bit easier. That's where we came. That's the garage door. Separate entrance down there with a mudroom. Separate entrance here with the art room. I'm gonna go back up to the main level, just so you can get an idea of the feel for the house. Back into the kitchen. Lots of cupboard space, so much storage. And there's storage underneath the deck as well. Bright and sunny living space, vaulted ceilings, through to where we came in, the office, the dining, the storage for coats, things like that. And then back outside. A little snowy still today, but that's okay. This is Calgary. Welcome home.